This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting of June 6, 2008. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, Jack Van Aken. Thank you, those of you that are listening on the web stream, listening to the archives, thank you for caring. This meeting is hereby called to order. I'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Leah Bediato.
Present.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ambrose Lane. Efian Mongaza. Efia. Sarvon Dawa.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Jamie said he'd be late.
Okay. Wendy Shrell.
Here.
And Bonnie Simmons was here. She might be muted. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Mary Berg, present. Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
And Lonnie Hick.
Here.
So, is there anyone on here who did not hear their name? Well, we have a quorum in any case.
Okay. Thank you. I hope everybody got an agenda. I just sent them out very recently, within the last hour. Agenda, it should say coordinating committee phone number, access code, and agenda.
Mr. Chair, might we ask when people come on to just
tell
them just to say their name? Cause...
Who just came on?
It's Bonnie.
Yeah, oh, Bonnie. Thanks. Okay.
I just didn't want to be rude and break in the middle of someone else's.
Yeah, it'd be better to say.
I get that feeling too, but I think it's better to be rude. Just say your name.
Yeah.
People won't.
It's just not doing. Sometimes it, you know, says for you to say your name.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't. It just didn't happen this time.
Yeah, I know. But if we all relied on machines to tell us what to do, I don't know.
Yeah, really. We direct Bush again.
Maybe things make more sense. I don't know. But okay. So the first item on our agenda is to approve the agenda. Does anyone have any suggested changes to the agenda?
I do have a question. If we have a timekeeper.
We can appoint a timekeeper.
Do you want me to timekeep?
Can you do that, Bonnie? Well,
yeah, I got a stopwatch here. So.
Okay, great. Bonnie will be the timekeeper.
Okay.
Okay. Any suggestions? Read agenda. Okay, going once, twice, three times.
This is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
On number five, update on planning for next in-person PNB meeting.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense to do that when we're having a meeting Sunday that's about that?
I don't know. There does remain the question, I mean, we have to deal with the question of what to do about a June regular meeting. It sort of becomes tricky. If we're saying the June meeting can be held in July or August, does that mean that we don't have our monthly teleconference? It would be good to have a regular meeting so we can start approving minutes, if nothing else. So I think that maybe it won't be 30 minutes, which is great, but I would say maybe we can leave it on the agenda, and if there's nothing to discuss, there's no action to take, we can then, item.
Okay. Well, in that case...
I actually have a suggestion of recommending that the Financial Committee Austerity Measures be applied to that next in-person meeting, but that would just...
This is Wendy. I hate for us to talk about the same thing we're going to talk about on when we have the full board there. I mean, because even if we approve something here, we have to ask them to approve it there, and I would move to strike number five.
Sherry?
Okay, Sherry?
I think that we should leave it on the agenda. I think whatever the next meeting is going to be, if it occurs that the in-person meeting doesn't happen in June, and it is June, that we should begin to address the board business that has to be addressed and have a tentative date or put off selecting a tentative date until Sunday's meeting. But Sunday's meeting is going to be long enough, and then if we determine at that meeting that we are or are not going to have an in-person meeting in June or July, or we are going to have it, I think we should do the homework now to present to the full PMB on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. That just sort of clarifies. I think that our role is at least to look at the what-if scenarios and figure out what we're going to do, because it seems like one of the least likely cases would be that we would have time to schedule an in-person meeting in June. For the point that I raised. So I would urge that we at least leave this on the agenda so that we can, you know, work around it and try to figure out how the board is going to function with the uncertainty of when the in-person meeting will be.
Well, it seems like we've already spent too much time on it, so I'll just withdraw my objection.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, any other comments?
Mary Berg.
Mary.
I would move to accept the agenda.
Okay. Is there any objection to going to a vote? Is there any objection to accepting the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We can move on to approval of minutes from our last meeting, which I have to apologize. Mary sent me a draft a couple of weeks ago, and I had sent it back with a request to change something, and then I sort of forgot about it. So I just sent the draft minutes out about an hour or so back. The title line would say, oh, sorry, I didn't send it to Sherry. It says PNB CC 5608 first draft minutes. Send it to Sherry right now.
I have it. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I can try. Well, it's the same thing I sent you with the
yes.
with that little correction,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I sent you back
yeah.
the thing with the little correction.
Oh, no, I didn't get the correction. No, I only have the original. There must have been a problem with your email program.
Yeah, there's been.
Yeah. It was just.
It wasn't bounced anyway. That was nice. I mean,
yeah,
it didn't say.
I noticed that towards the end, at 9:54 p.m., it says, JVA, there might be a legal aspect. We need to have a policy. We can establish one. That doesn't really apply to the item. It sounds like something I said about directors and sections. I would just suggest we strike that since it doesn't.
Yeah, I actually didn't get that.
Doesn't work in that context.
I move approval with that change.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, we could go to a vote. Okay, is there any objection to approving the minutes with that one change? Okay, hearing no objections, the minutes are approved as amended. And, see, I got to get back to my agenda. So, move on to election of permanent officers. Current officers of this committee are a chair and a secretary. I guess nominations are open for...
Sherry. I nominate Jack Van Aken as chair.
Okay. Yeah.
In case anyone doubts.
Real quick, why have you been saying you're pro tem chair? Because we didn't know who all the members were yet?
Because
mm-hmm.
of
right.
the
right.
delay in the director's elections
okay.
in New York and D.C. Not every committee has done this, but I know Audit has done it. I know Nia has been serving as pro tem. I think she's now permanent
Governor.
Chair. And...
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. So, any other nominations for chair?
Silence is deafening, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, okay. Any? Going once, twice, three times. Okay, looks like Jack Van Aken is elected chair by acclamation.
Congratulations, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Jack.
You're welcome.
Really, it really is an honor and a privilege. Even though,
I know.
Even though we laugh about it. Make all kinds of snide comments. Now, nominations are open for the position of secretary.
Sherry. I nominate Jamie Ross.
Second.
Does he want to do it?
I just thought he should have been here if he didn't want to do it.
No. Actually, Jamie will be coming on the call. He had to pick up his child or drop off his child or something, do something with a vehicle and his child. So,
I second it. He's pretty good at that kind of thing.
Are there any other nominations for secretary? times. Okay, what will happen is, if Jamie accepts, then he will be secretary. If he declines, then I think what Robert's rule says is we hold another election.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary, do you mind continuing on as secretary pro tem until we, until Jamie arrives?
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
I already started.
Okay. Status of PNB minutes.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure out which minutes we have and don't have. We don't have any, we don't have one single set.
Yes, you do.
Of approved minutes for 2000.
Yes, you do. The Newark meetings were, minutes were approved.
Were they approved?
And also the 320 ones were approved.
Oh, I just,
yeah.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I take it back.
And you have two that I don't know if everybody got them. I thought Yoshi Yamanaka said that Gmail, where I have an account, wouldn't send it to him. So I don't know if anybody else had that, but I know some people have got them. Bonnie, I know
I'm going to call on Nia. Nia?
My recollection is that the January minutes weren't approved in Houston. Because there was...
They weren't, because we didn't have them.
You said we're not.
You did have the... Yes, you did.
We did not have the New York minutes in Houston.
Yes, you did. They were sent back then, and people did have them.
Chair, may I please finish my comment?
Okay, Nia, please continue.
Okay. If my memory serves me correctly, there were some things that were missing from that, and they were not approved. But we could simply check the stream, but they were not approved.
Yeah. This is the problem with not having minutes, that you have to check the stream to find everything out. Okay, who was that?
Sherry.
Sherry, please go ahead.
I'm having a problem with not having minutes for a variety of reasons. The most important one is that California state law requires that every organization keep regular minutes, which we have not been doing. It affects, so it, not having regular minutes provided to us within a reasonable time after a meeting holds the foundation liable to be in violation of yet another state law. Just as important, however, is that it is almost impossible for the board to conduct its business efficiently and for us to argue around certain points or reason together or whatever, because we get to a topic, we don't know, wait, what was the language, what did we pass at Houston, what did we pass at the phone, the last PNB teleconference, and it's becoming a problem for the board in its ability to conduct its business and in a manner that also recognizes its fiduciary responsibility to have a record immediately available of what have we done, when did we do it, what was the language, are we being redundant, are we voting for something in a different way that we voted for at another meeting. And I'm finding it enormously frustrating. I sent out 5 different times over the last 5 weeks, emails to the secretary requesting the minutes, and I received not one response. I know that the chair of this committee also sent out requests many, many times, and no response, no minutes. We had nothing. I've been at, believe it or not, a lot of meetings this month where questions about language, about resolutions, about what happened, which meeting it was, came up consistently in every meeting. And I am very troubled by the legal vulnerability and actually just how not having minutes on a regular, reliable basis impairs the ability of this board to communicate with its members and to move the business of the foundation forward.
Well, at some point, I would like to be on that staff.
Okay. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to speak to this issue? Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I am sorry that I didn't have those emails to respond to. I wasn't here. I did not get those, but I didn't get some from Jack. I did respond to them when I got one. I sent out emails from another location. They didn't go. I have redone them. I have now sent them again. Two, you have not yet get. There's two. You've had everything but two, and they're all. They just simply didn't go out of this. They didn't go out of my email before this meeting, but they will go out later tonight. They were redone. I have done them all over. And unless someone has problems, such as Yosh had, who said that Gmail didn't give him the attachments, I asked if anyone had a problem, and I would paste them in instead of using them as attachments, but nobody said they did. Some people definitely have gotten them. And this is the third redo, in some cases the second, but they're there. I understand that it's a problem. It has been a problem for everyone, including me. But I think that problem was because I was not where I was going to be. I'm not planning on being out away from my home. I'm not planning on having to use that computer anymore. None of that is happening. I was there several times this spring, but then I'm very sorry for all that inconvenience, but I don't think that it will be a problem that will continue because the thing that caused it is not happening. And they are there now. You have them. You will have the complete everyone this year. And you had the ones from last year. And I'd be happy to send the new work again. What I was told, I heard Bob Lederer talk about it, that I guess there was, I think Jack told me that there was no roll call. I was not the secretary when those January minutes were taken. But if there is no roll call and I can find a way to reconstruct them, I'll listen to that and put them in. I think that's the only thing Jack said, but they still, they definitely were approved because Sarf pointed out that they can be changed any time, as is the fact. What I can't do right now, and I used to be able to do, is to put them on the web. And I've asked Pete about it several times. I have some more information about what happens when I try, so I'm going to try again. I'd like to put them back on the web again.
Thank you, Mary.
This is Mia.
Okay.
Wendy.
All right. I think Wendy hasn't spoken.
Mia said for...
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
May I get permission to cross-talk with Mary, Chair?
Yes.
Mary, you said you have them now. Are you by the functioning computer now that you could send them out now, all the back minutes?
I've sent all but two. And
when
the
did
other,
you send?
I can send them. I can't send them right this very minute, but I will be by about... later on this evening, let's see, whether it's 11 or 12 or something your time.
Okay, thank you.
They're done. And all the others are gone. I sent that the April Houston meetings are all there.
Okay,
the
thanks.
May 6th is there.
Thank you, Mary.
There's two.
Okay.
There's a meeting from March 28th.
Thanks. Yes.
And there's a meeting from May 16th, which I did reconstitute. And they're ready to go, but I couldn't get them sent right now, and my service
okay.
down
right.
temporarily.
Thank you, Mary.
They'll be back on.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Bye. So,
Wendy.
So
please, Nia, you have more. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying. I just wanted to make sure you don't have to respond, Mary. Just to be sure, just to send them out again tonight, as you promised. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I can do that.
Thanks.
It'll be late. My ISP is. They notified me they're down temporarily, but they should be back later tonight, back on, and they're very reliable. So I expect they will be.
Jack.
And that's all
Wendy.
I have to do.
Okay. Wendy?
I really appreciate this topic coming up right now. It's been a concern of mine for the last couple of years. And so it's interesting. I mean, I think that even if they're sent to us, if they're not approved, they're not real minutes as far as the legal sense goes. Mm-hmm. And then we also have to, I think, keep them in a binder that is maybe part of a public file of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage us to do that. And people around the network are just commenting all the time that this PNB doesn't tell anyone what they do. So we really need to get that set up with Pete to put it on the foundation website as well. All I was going to say is that if we had the minutes of the subsequent meetings, we could check to see if we approved the minutes from the Newark meeting. So, anyway, thank you, Mary, so much for all your work. I'm sorry that you're having to do it 2 and 3 times.
I can send you the Newark ones again, and if you want me to, I'll be glad to, and I'll extract out the part where they were.
Okay, but please, everyone, wait to be recognized.
I mean Houston. I'm talking. I know that they.
Yeah,
Sherry,
I'm sorry.
I can send that part.
Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, go ahead.
Oh, then Bonnie, you could go because you haven't.
Okay, Bonnie, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry, I started to talk just now. Did you just say that we approved the Newark meeting when, Mary, at the March meeting?
That's what I know that I've seen it. I can see the place in my mind. That's what I think they were approved in.
I mean,
the
I'm
March,
looking
yeah.
at the March meeting.
It was in one of them.
And it says strike approval of minutes as there have been no public teleconference meetings this year. And that's all I see in here.
That was... No, that was an earlier one.
Okay.
Well, I will... Let me extract the part and send it to you.
Okay.
That would probably be the best thing.
Mary, I thought you said that we approved the Newark minutes in Houston, so I don't recall that.
Oh,
well, that's what I think I told. But I know they got approved, and if I spoke incorrectly, I've been looking at a whole lot of different minutes as I redid them this last couple of days. But I made it.
I'm also not sure because we don't have approved minutes, but I believe there may be a backlog of minutes from late 07.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. Those were sent before Newark.
We have to distinguish between draft and approved minutes. We may have a backlog of draft minutes that were not approved.
Well, that's...
Came in
yeah,
very late.
I don't know why
January.
That would have been.
Well,
I wasn't
we'll have
there.
To look into it. I just want to give everyone a heads up that once we clear this backlog, we may have another one coming. Plus, I'm not absolutely sure how many executive sessions we've had. And I know that we've received one set executive session minutes. I'm going to call on Sherry, who's been waiting.
Okay. So, again, I want everybody on this committee to realize that you can't, that the National Board cannot continue in this pattern in terms of its record keeping, and in this particular instance, its minutes. Everybody sort of has their own concern about how whether or not the PNB is transparent, whether or not the PNB is efficient, whether or not all of us are operating in terms of our fiduciary responsibilities and seeing that the things that have to get done to make the organization healthy and to comply with state law and to inform ourselves get done. And I just want everyone to keep in their minds that it's been months since we've had these minutes, and if this pattern continues, it is a pattern that will add to the list of how this foundation fails to function in a responsible way. It's really important to me. It's not a personal thing. It's not personal to anybody. If the system that we're operating under now doesn't provide and deliver to us in a timely fashion the minutes that we need to conduct our business, then we have to change that system. That's all I have to say about it.
This also goes for LSBs, too.
Chairman, this is Sarv.
Yeah. Okay, Sarv, go ahead.
one, just one information. The Newark meeting minutes, it seems to me they were somewhat problematic because we had a long time coming, could not get those minutes from because there was a third party involved. And our secretary could not, I think she could not get them for quite some time. And that might have been one cause of the delay in that set of minutes. That's, but the rest of them, and I don't think we were holding, I think we were holding less meetings on me. There are fewer set of minutes, too. I'm not sure. But.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering if we have reached the, or near the end of the road on this discussion. I don't, I think we have to begin approving minutes at our next regular meeting. Robert's rules prohibits minutes from being approved at special meetings.
Mr. Chair, we're at time.
What did you say, please?
Yeah. Well, Robert's rules states that minutes should not be approved at a special meeting.
Correct.
I think you could call a special meeting to approve minutes since we have such a backlog. I'm just wondering if people would think that wasn't, you know.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
That's the first I've ever heard in, you know, all these 5 years about you can't approve, you know, that you can't approve regular minutes at a special meeting. We've been doing it all along for all this time. I really don't think anybody would file suit over it. I just urge us to get them done in whatever way we can. Robert's also says you don't not approve minutes, so...
I agree.
Let's not, you know, take the technicality to an extreme.
Yeah, right. This is Nia.
Mr. Chair, we're at time.
We're at time. Is there a motion to extend time?
You don't have to. I just want to say one quick thing. You don't need to extend time. That if it needs to be changed, we require 2/3.
For what?
To say
if there was such a rule.
To have a special rule, yes. There could be a special.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. I will just make the final comment. I'm sorry. Our LSB passed a special rule so that our Assembly of Delegates could approve minutes because of this technicality. It's a technicality, but on the other hand, it's just very clear. Robert's rule says minutes are not to be approved at special meetings, so it isn't as though it's something really exotic just because some boards may not have heard of it. The point is we want to approve minutes. If it requires a special order to approve minutes at a special meeting or whether we just wait till the next regular meeting, we're going to get moving on this because at this point we're halfway through the year and this state is untenable. If there's no objection, we'll move on to the next agenda item.
Mr. Chair?
No objection.
It's Bonnie. I just have the answer to one of the things we were puzzling over.
Yeah.
In the April minutes to the Houston PNB meeting, It says EB moves to approve public session minutes of Newark meeting and
that
teleconference March 20th as long as corrections can be made.
Right.
Starve says all minutes can be corrected
right.
at any time, and then it says minutes approved without objection.
That's exactly it. That's the word.
Mary, we don't need your...
Good. Sorry. All right. Thank you. All right. So we're moving on. Update on planning for next in-person PNB meeting. I have to say that when I read Mike Martin's report from the Finance Committee and I saw the austerity measures recommended for in-person meetings, I thought that maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to apply them to this meeting. And the specific provisions would be airfare, PNB meetings, airplane tickets for PNB meetings shall be purchased a minimum of 3 weeks before the meeting. PNB members who fail to timely purchase discounted tickets will not be paid for the extra cost incurred. It will be the policy of the PNB to only pay the lowest amount for an available ticket. Meeting length, PNB meetings shall not provide for more than 2 nights lodging. This requires the PNB meetings to be shortened to accommodate only 2 lodging nights. And hotel rooms. Pacifica will only pay for accommodations for board members who share rooms to reduce hotel room costs unless personal medical issues dictate otherwise. Any PNB member who wishes to have a separate room shall pay the difference for the single room occupancy rate at checkout. Those would be the three that apply. I don't know if we have a report. Wendy, you're not on the committee. I don't think we have a member of the task force on the call tonight. Tia and Ambrose are absent, so I don't know. I offer that for discussion. I haven't given it a great deal of thought since it only appeared this morning. And then the other item, I think we do need to decide that, you know, if we need to have at least tentatively schedule a regular June teleconference. So did somebody want to speak?
Sherry.
Sherry, please go ahead.
I think that we should calendar a June teleconference meeting of the TMD in addition to Sunday's meeting. As long as it's legally noticed, it can be canceled if, in fact, an in-person meeting occurs in June. But I think it's best for us to plan. There is obviously, particularly because of the financial crisis, there are a lot of things I think that the board has to address publicly, and some things in executive session, updates on some of the prongs of the austerity plan and contingency plan that were sent out by the ED and CFO. And also, I think it might be a good idea for this board, also in response to the financial crisis, at its next meeting to address further participation in board members in some fundraising or development. Just a lot of business that I think that we need to attend to, and that is probably going to be produced in committees, but is good to hammer out at a meeting of the board. So I would propose Sunday, June 22nd.
Get KPFDX.
Or the in-person.
The telephone.
Over the telephone.
To begin at 5:30 West
Pacific.
Coast time. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
San Francisco time.
Could we put out
8:30?
What time is that, Sherry?
I never know, Nicole.
are you saying 8:30 Eastern
time? I'm saying 8:30 Eastern time. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Could we do it earlier than 8:30?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Since it's a Sunday? Yeah.
I go to church.
Yeah, all right. We pray till 4, so let's say 4.
Oh, that's so true.
Okay.
Do you mean 7 o'clock Eastern, please?
Yes.
4 Eastern?
4 Eastern?
No, 7.
7 Eastern. Thank you.
Or 7 Eastern.
Unless Nia had something earlier in mind.
I could do it earlier, but I'm just one.
Well, make a proposal.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, you know, I don't know why all the meetings are being scheduled for Sundays now, and I can do those if they're in the evening, but I don't think we should expect people to give up their whole day on a Sunday for a PNB meeting when that's one of the only days that we have off. And some of us still have small children, and so... anyway, if it's like that late on a Sunday, I can do it. But there's also other days of the week.
This is Bonnie. I'd like to get on stack.
And
Bonnie, go
Bird,
ahead.
I'd like to. And also Nia. I'd like to get back.
Okay, Bonnie, you're next.
In the case of the 22nd, I'm not available because I'm working all day and all evening. Is it in order to propose a different date?
How about 27th?
Sure, it is.
Yeah, I wonder if we shouldn't propose a couple of dates, and then, you know, poll the board so that maybe that our work for today would be to select the couple of dates that the board would be polled for, because it seems like the most fair thing, so that everybody can at least weigh in, and then it's just a matter of finding where the center of gravity is.
I would propose either the 20th or 27th. They're both Friday nights.
Yeah.
27th. Yeah. Okay.
This is Wendy.
Let me see. I think I have Nia. Okay, and then I have Mary, and then Wendy. Okay, so Nia, go ahead.
Yeah. Could we? I would like to suggest the 23rd and the
Well, the 18th or the 23rd, because Friday nights, you know, Fridays and Sundays to me are like one and the same.
So you're making the 22nd?
23rd.
Sorry. I would like to suggest the 23rd or the 18th.
Okay, so now we have three suggested dates. We have the 18th, which is a Wednesday. We have the 20th, which is a Friday. The 22nd, which is a Sunday. The 23rd, which is a Monday. And the 27th, which is a Friday.
Too many choices.
That's too many choices.
Sherry, could I be on the stack?
All right, but I have Mary as next.
I know.
Well, I just wanted to point out that there are some people that we regularly have, Doc's one of them, and there are some other people that just aren't going to make it on Sunday, and they aren't going to make it very early Sunday, if at all. So I think it's much better that we just try to work with, to live with that.
Okay. Thank
and
you,
find
Mary.
Another day.
Wendy, your comment?
Well, I'd still like to speak to the original issue of PNB meetings. I agree with Sherry that it's a good idea to go ahead and notice one for June anyway, but I also think that it's a waste of our time for this committee to be doing this right now, coming up with all these dates. I'd ask the chair to just take control and come up with a few different dates and have those ready for the PNB, because we'll just have to go through it again with them on Sunday.
I think that's a great suggestion, Wendy.
I think that's a good observation.
Thank you. Sherry, anything else to say?
No, that's cool. I agree with
Wendy. We agreed we can go with what Wendy said.
Yeah.
Up to the chair.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
That's your job anyway.
Jack?
Yes.
Can I make my comment in response to what Sherry said about talking about canceling a meeting in June and all that stuff that she said about how we have an awful lot of business to do?
I didn't say cancel.
I don't know. I don't know that you should characterize, because that doesn't sound like what she said to me.
I didn't say cancel, Wendy.
The June meeting, as we have passed a special rule that the June meeting could be held in July or August.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's irrelevant to what I was going to say.
What I want
to say is that I don't have an issue with the idea of having three meetings this year. In response to just the board trying to help save money, but I do think that right now, since we've just been given kind of the straight dope on financial situation, and we're going to be talking about that I'm not sure that this next meeting of the PNB is the one that should be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it makes more sense to have an in-person meeting if we actually have the cash flow to do it. I don't know what our cash flow is, but to have the next meeting in, maybe it's July or something. I don't know when it is. But to have this next meeting of the PNB be the in-person meeting to help deal with the crisis that we have going on right now and maybe skip the September meeting. So that's all. I just wanted to make that comment. I think that, when you're in the middle of a financial crisis like that, that is exactly when your board gets involved and helps the managers make the tough decisions. And that's what boards do. That's all. It's just sort of a comment.
Sarf, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just regarding skipping the next meeting in September. September meeting usually is essential because of budget.
Right.
We have to have that meeting in order to have to finalize the budget. So we can't skip that one.
Well, you can do it on the phone.
That's very difficult because there's a lot of presentations by all kinds of people.
Is Lonnie on the call? Lonnie, are you there?
I'm here.
I have heard this, and I've sort of heard people say, well, I don't understand why the September meeting, why it's vital to have an in-person meeting for the budget. I'm not sure everyone has the capability to look at a big spreadsheet at home, but maybe they do. Maybe we can do it. I thought maybe could you give us, what's your take on the vital need for a September budget in-person PNB meeting?
Well, there has to be a meeting in September. That is the last point at which the board can approve a budget, because October 1st, we, under audit rules, don't have the capability to spend money as a staff. Whether it needs to be in person or not in person is a question. I think that most people would say it's best to do it in person, but I suppose it could be done over the phone. So I think I've done that before in the past. But it does, you know, require a lot of homework, and the only suggestion I have, if you're talking about a non-meeting, is this a web meeting thing where people can see the visuals, and those that have computers at least, and it could be done that way. But I think that's the reason. The major reason is the budget, and because of the October 1st deadline.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jack, it's Bonnie. I'd like to get on.
Bonnie, go ahead.
I think that this item is also encompassing some talk about the meeting proposals that we have been sent that we're going to ostensibly discuss on Sunday. And I'm sorry that there aren't folks who are on that task force on this call. Lonnie, I had a question about it. I think that the motion that we had passed was that the task force would also work with national office folks on trying to put together proposals for a meeting. Do you know if that was able to be put together?
Well, I have talked to some people at WPFW, which is where the meeting is scheduled, and what I'm told is that they have been working. AFIA did send some proposals out. There was another one which called for a meeting in September, and I'm not sure if all the W people are agreed on it, but there was a proposal that I'm aware of to have the meeting in September at a couple of places where they were deemed inexpensive. Trinity College was one, and then having a meeting downtown, which is cheaper. And the proposal would be that, you know, meals would be cheap as well at Carnegie.
This is D.C.,
there you are. Yes. So the people in D.C. that I'm aware of have been talking. They do have the beginnings of some ideas and proposals, and they do have some contact people, which I was going to get to next week because I just found out about it today. So there is work, but they, at least a couple of people, are thinking September in D.C. rather than June for sure.
Thanks. If I could just finish that comment. Afi, I'm glad that you came on because I was just looking at the second set of materials that were sent out to us about the proposed meetings.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just concerned because I'm struggling through it to figure out exactly what we've got here. I see one, a proposal for Berkeley that does have a date of the third week, I think, in July. But then the others don't have individual dates. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is that I'm just concerned that if we are going to be going over this on the PNB call on Sunday, that maybe it doesn't have the details wheedled down enough so that what you're going to be presenting to people are four different possibilities that are kind of open. But maybe I just haven't understood this material properly.
The dates, I don't have them in front of me. I'm at the Media Reform Conference, in fact, and wound up getting separated from my bag. But basically, they're all available. There was a very long narrative that I sent out way earlier on, and it shows on there that the dates of the third week, primarily the third week in July, the weekend of the 17th and the weekend of the 25th, are the dates for the other ones, for the ones that don't have a specific date.
For the ones in Washington also.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we can clarify it for the board before the entire board meets on Sunday to discuss it. I'm just concerned that it's going to be a lot of information for 25 people or 22 people to be talking
there,
to that one.
Are there any other questions? Because what I will do is call someone on the task force and ask them to address what other questions are there? Because it's in the original narrative, the 2 weekends, the 17th, July 17th and July 25th. I'm not sure why, when Grace did the summary, that she didn't list it there, but I can call her and ask her to send a revised summary that shows those specific dates.
It just, and I'm only speaking for myself here, it just seems to me that the prospect of 20-some people trying to discuss it in the form that we've been sent it is not very promising. But maybe I'm the only person that feels that way.
Well, they're going to give a presentation, I'm sure,
wait,
right?
Please wait to be recognized. If you have a question, no problem. Just I'll put you on the stack.
Well, okay.
Go ahead, Apia.
Okay. We put it in the what we thought would be the simplest form. It's in a chart, the form of a chart. The most recent one is in the form of a chart. And my question is, other than adding the fact that the Washington sites are available for weekend of July 17th, or the weekend of July and the weekend of July 25th, what other question needs to be answered, and what problems do you have with the chart?
Okay, maybe this is the stuff that just came from Joe's email yesterday. Wait, I think maybe I've just found your chart.
This is Wendy.
Okay, I'll call on you as I'm sure Bonnie's done, although Bonnie obviously taking up time in fairness to others. Bonnie, can you wrap it up?
No, go ahead, Jack. I may have just found a page of the chart in here.
Okay.
Okay,
Wendy, could you go ahead, please?
It is a lot of information, and those guys did a fantastic job, and I'm sure what they're going to do on Sunday is explain it to us, and so I'm, again, not sure if this is a good topic or conversation right now.
Okay, was that Sarv, were you asking to be recognized?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, Bonnie, are you coming back to something? Or?
That's all right. I can see that there's more reading to be done here.
Yeah, we may.
And I think the will of the group seems to be that we need to only discuss this on the meeting on Sunday.
Yeah, we may be getting into too much detail, but thank you very much, Afia, for your hard work.
Bonnie, I would appreciate it if you would call me after you've had a chance to look at it and to let me know what questions that you have so that we can make sure that they are addressed on Sunday. And it's possible that other people may have the same question.
Yeah. I can try to email you, but as soon as I get
email
off this
me,
call,
I'm...
I go into 48 hours of an event that I'm producing. So I'm not going to be very available until the call on Sunday.
Oh, here, I found it. I found the chart.
I found the chart.
But anybody want the chart?
I think we all got it.
It's
you can send it
August.
Out again if you want.
Yeah.
All right. Are we about through with this agenda item? Is there anyone
else? This is Nicole. Could somebody please email it to me because I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay. Well,
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Nicole, what is your
Star, if you can use the Sawyerville one, that would be fine. Or Nicole at pacifica.org. That is working.
Okay, great. Well, if there's no objection, we'll move on to director's inspection rights info sheet.
Pardon me, Jack. This is Jamie. I just wanted
Jamie.
You know,
I came on
last item. So.
I thought I heard someone else come on, and I was going
to
ask. Okay, great. Jamie, you're here. By the way, while you were gone, you were elected secretary of this committee.
Oh, no. I don't think I can do it. I'm quite overcommitted.
You're overcommitted?
Yes.
You're absolutely sure?
I'm positively absolutely sure. I would like to, but...
Okay.
I seriously am overcommitted.
Maybe so that we don't take up time now, we'll ask Mary to continue on pro tem, and we'll hold another election in our next meeting.
You know, perhaps if you haven't found somebody by the next meeting and it's a less stressful day, I would do it for that day.
Yeah.
And we could work forward from there.
I know how that works. It's always good to think about these things, not deep into them the way some of us do and learn the hard way. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jamie. So we'll keep this in mind for our next meeting. Director's Inspection Rights Info Sheet.
What is that about?
I've appended to the bottom of the agenda email five bullet points, which I think are a very simple educational delineation that a manager would need to know in the event that there was to be a request to inspect foundation documents by a director or a director's agent that might come because, you know, we frequently have new employees in Pacifica. It might come as a surprise. And it seems like we've had several confrontations already where staff... Somebody
hey, Wendy, mute your phone.
Is it Wendy?
Yeah, she has
Thank
kids.
You.
I don't have...
Unless I got the other phone on. Okay, I'll go find out.
Okay.
Someone has a lot of noise on their mind.
Somebody has children.
So anyway, back to my train of thought. So, because we have had some confrontation.
Okay, wait, let's say,
okay.
Because we've had some confrontation.
Someone in a noisy place?
Yeah, it's not me, by the way.
What? Okay, what is the, what is it, pound pound? It may be me.
Pound pound one.
Pound pound.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. That's better. Okay, that's great.
Sorry,
so,
Wendy.
In order to avoid these confrontations where it seems staff people are caught unawares and directors assert their right under the law to inspect any and all foundation records, if staff simply understand what the law is, I think that would be a big step in ameliorating the situation so that we don't come back to these, you know, public arguments about inspection rights. There really is no argument. The law is very clear, and the bylaws reiterate the law. And we've adopted the policy. It's still maybe a bit controversial, a protocol for scheduling inspections, regardless if the basic knowledge is out there in the organization. I can only imagine it would help and not hurt if every manager had somewhere, you know, hopefully not buried, but handy, you know, just a drill down of what this right is. So my idea is that this would be distributed to each unit, to the, you know, top management and at their discretion to staff. Directors of the Pacifica National Board have an absolute right under law to inspect any and all foundation records at any reasonable time. And then to clarify, this applies to members of the National Board, not necessarily to LSB members unless they are on the PNB or acting as a designated agent of a director. Number three, a director may designate an agent for the purpose of inspection. The agent assumes the fiduciary obligation of the director in this instance, and the director is held liable for actions of the agent. I mean, if you put yourself in a manager's position, who may not be versed in the law, somebody walks in and says, I want to look at your books. You know, who are these people? And you know, why are you looking, want to look at the books? And, you know, if it's clear what's going on, then at least there's a reference point to deal with it. Number four, an agent may voluntarily sign a confidentiality agreement. Now, I put may voluntarily because there was a question when the PNB took this up that there apparently someone cited a case where a judge had ruled that the agent could not be required to sign a confidentiality agreement because the agent assumes the fiduciary obligation of the director anyway. I don't know that that's correct. I can't remember exactly who brought that point up, but I thought maybe we could have that vetted by legal counsel. It would be nice to have people sign confidentiality agreements. When we do so as board members, it's a matter of policy. I don't think it's required by law. And
Jack,
finally, yes, Sherry?
I think it was Yosh, and I think he was referring to an administrative law decision, and I do think that should be vetted through counsel. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping that Dan would weigh in on this, and we haven't heard back from Dan. And number five, to facilitate director's inspection, Pacifica has adopted a scheduling protocol as follows. And then something like on page two, you could have the, or at the bottom, you could have the protocol adopted by the PNB, and then a citation of the corporate code and the bylaws, which is just a few sentences. And then, because there's no point in asking people to sign a confidentiality agreement unless they have one handy, you would attach a confidentiality agreement form, which could be Xeroxed ad infinitum. So anyway, so my proposal is that we recommend that this be considered by the executive director and other staff that want to weigh in on it as something that could be instituted Pacifica-wide.
This is Nia.
I'd like to be on also, Mary.
Okay. Nia, go ahead.
And Jack, while you were reading, is it possible to turn your volume up a little bit?
I can talk louder. I can try.
Okay. I think that this is a wonderful benchmark, but in terms of number one, the part where it says that all foundations records at any reasonable time, I think maybe we need to pass this by Dan, because if I recall, during the PNB teleconference call when we discussed this, I think people's medical records, someone had said, don't quote me now, that as directors, we're not entitled to seeing someone's medical records. Now, aside from the California law, there might be other laws disallowing us to see that. So I'm just suggesting that we check with Dan on that one. And then for number four, where an agent may voluntarily sign a confidentiality agreement, I think, I think it should not be may. I think it should be mandatory that he or she signs a confidentiality agreement. I know in three, we would be holding the director who the agent is representing liable, but I'm a little concerned about number four, where it says an agent may voluntarily. I think it should be mandatory.
Very good. Mary?
Mine is just a question. What is this document that you're reading, and was this sent out in some way?
It's at the bottom of the email titled Coordinating Committee Phone Number Access Code and Agenda, so it's beneath the agenda, a very recent email. Okay, did somebody ask to be recognized?
I will, Wendy.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
We've had the same conversation for the last 5 years. I think that if some people are concerned that they want legal counsel to weigh in on this, that we should just move to table this until that happens. We'll have the same conversation again when we bring it back. Over and over and over.
Okay, but you don't object to legal counsel weighing in?
No, I mean, you've already asked him where he didn't respond. You're waiting.
If the committee asks, that might be a little different.
I mean, I have my own opinions on this, and we've argued them over and over, so I'm just recommending that we table this.
My recollection is that what Dan said was that since Pacifica wasn't keeping any medical records, therefore he thought all records would be
right
come under this.
Okay, so